You're listening to the Newsmakers Podcast from MLB.com.
I'm with a catcher. To me, he's one of the best game callers in the major leagues. And when I found out that he signed with the Braves, I said, wow, the Braves really want to win this year. And who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Kurt Suzuki. And Kurt, thank you so much for being with me.
No problem, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kurt, my first question, the obvious one, why were the Braves the best fit for you?
You know, there are some options out there, but, you know, thinking about talking to the GM, you know, just kind of getting a feel for what his plan was and things like that, I think he kind of sold me on the fact that, you know, they got a brand new ballpark, you know, they got some young pieces, they've added some veteran guys. Their whole, I guess, idea is all about winning. And I think that, you know, seeing the players that they've acquired and seeing the young guys they got coming up, you know, they really stand out as a team that could surprise people. And I think that, you know, with the new ballpark coming in, and he kind of let me know that, you know, the playing time, you know, would be a lot more than what I would get, you know, other places. So, you know, I was pretty excited about that opportunity. But first and foremost, you know, I wanted to win.
And, you know, what's so amazing is by signing players like yourself, Bartolo Colon, R.A. Dickey, the Braves, it looks like they could be a good team this year. They could be competitive against the Nationals and the Mets. You obviously agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you look on paper, obviously everybody looks kind of good going into spring training. And, you know, bottom line is between the lines, you got to go out and perform. And, you know, I think with the players that they've added, you know, last year acquiring Matt Kemp, you know, from the Padres, you know, they still got Nick Markakis, you know, that they got a kid, Dansby Swanson, at short. They got Freddie Freeman, who's still putting up MVP numbers year in, year out. And then adding Bartolo Colon, R.A. Dickey to Tehran, that they also have still coming back, you know, gives you a little bit of idea of, you know, there's some quality out there. And, you know, we're definitely going to be looking to compete. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Kurt, you're known as a guy who grooms young pitchers, and the Braves have their share. You know, Sean Newcomb, Max Friend, and Patrick Weigel. I'm just wondering how much are you looking forward to helping those young pitchers?
That's kind of what I love. You know, for some reason, I was thrown into that position with Oakland. You know, you had the Brett Andersons, the Trevor Cahills, the Jared Parkers, the Gio Gonzalez's. You know, that was something that, I don't know, I just loved it. You had Andrew Bailey, who became an all-star closer. Ryan Cook was an all-star closer. I think you get these young guys, and I don't know, for me, for some reason, be able to help these guys, to comfort them, let them know that, you know, I'm behind them, and, you know, I'm going to be doing my homework to help them be as successful as they can. That gives me a little bit of, you know, pride, and, you know, I really love seeing young kids flourish and young kids take off in their careers, especially when they got so much potential. You know, it's definitely an honor to watch these kids, you know, grow and mature into pitchers they are. And, you know, I get excited about that kind of stuff for some reason. And, you know, not to say that I don't like working with veteran guys, but, you know, the young guys definitely, you know, give you that little extra oomph.
Right, that's true. What about R.A. Dickey? Now, he's a knuckleball pitcher. Have you ever worked with knuckleball pitchers before?
This is going to be my first time. You know, if whatever, I mean, I'm up for the challenge. You know, I'm excited, actually, because I've never caught a knuckleball. I face Dickey a lot. And let me tell you, that thing is not easy to hit. It dances pretty good up there. So, you know, I'm excited for it. You know, I'm up for the challenge. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, hey, you know, you get an opportunity to do this, not a lot of guys do, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Kurt, I'm just curious. You know, you also have Tyler Flowers behind the plate. I'm just curious, are you battling for a starting spot? What do the Braves tell you?
Well, talking to them, they just mentioned that, you know, there's no real frontline catcher. There's no backup catcher.
Okay.
It's pretty much, you know, whatever catcher gives them the best chance to win. And, you know, at this point in my career, you know, that's fine with me. I've been like that my whole career. You know, I've, you know, went in, you know, I always try to,
you know, obviously perform. And, you know, I always feel the best person should play. And, you know, that's a great thing. And I think it leads to great competition. It also leads to bringing out the best in each player. And I think, you know, I played against Flowers for a long time, and, you know, I got a lot of respect for him. And I think it's going to be a great year. You know, we're going to be working together, learning from each other, and I think it's going to be great.
You spent the last 3 years with the Twins, and what was that experience like for you? You were an all-star there, and it was a pretty good time over there. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I had a blast. You know, I've made some really good friends there. Clubhouse guys are unbelievable. The teammates are great. You know, I finally got to play with Maurer, you know, playing against Joe for a long time. You know, I've become real close with Joe. So, you know, it was a good time. You know, I had great memories there. And, you know, obviously we had a good year, a couple bad years. But, you know, I can't complain. You know, I was blessed to be able to wear a Twins uniform and go out there on a nightly basis and play for the Twins. And, you know, with the city, the fans, the stadium, I think it was a great experience.
Talk about 2014. That was your all-star year, and that was a great year for you.
Yeah, it was a great year. You know, I think, obviously, it caught a lot of people by surprise. I always believe in myself. I believe in my abilities. But, you know, I think it was just a year where, you know, you kind of get hot. And, you know, I know, you know, you've spoken to a lot of players and, you know, like Harper and Worth. And, you know, when you get hot, it's just one of those things that happens where, you know, you feel pretty good at the plate. And you kind of try to hold that feeling for a long time. And, obviously, I had some luck, you know, going in there, some hits that, you know, that were falling for me and things like that. But, you know, it's just one of those halves that I had where, you know, I was able to string a lot of great games together and do it consistently. And I think that, you know, it was a great experience. It was a great time. And, you know, I had a blast.
You're back in the National League. And I got to ask you, since you played in the American League, do you see a difference between the National League and the American League?
I think with the pitcher, you know, hitting, I think obviously the lineup comes in a little deeper in the American League. There's the DH and there's a little bit more strategy going on with the pitcher and the double switches and all that kind of stuff. But I think, you know, for me, I just look at it as more as, you know, it's still baseball. You still got to go out there. You got to hit the ball. You got to score runs. You got to play defense. You got to pitch. So I don't really look at it too much as a different kind of game. I think there's more strategically a little bit different with the pitcher and the double switches, but at the end of the day, it's whoever crosses the plate more will win.
Kurt Suzuki, thank you so much for being on the phone with me. I think the Braves made a great deal by signing you. They're going to get good results.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.